USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was a super spreader event because their open border is endangering not just the people of Texas, but people all across the country.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz speaking there on Fox News. This is an attempt to tie border wall funding to the infrastructure bill under construction in the Senate is being rejected. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson trying to get the proposal adopted by the Senate, but his Democratic colleagues disagreed. President Biden signing an executive order today that points the U.S. auto industry toward electric vehicles. The order announcing that by 2030, half the vehicles sold in this country will be battery electric, fuel cell electric, or plug-in hybrid. According to Car and Driver, the average cost of an electric vehicle is just over $55,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
While the administration continues to plead for peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan, the terrorists have only elevated their violence. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
The Taliban first detonated a suicide bomb, then there was a second blast, then smaller explosions that followed rapid gunfire. The terrorists were targeting the home of Afghanistan's acting defense minister. The attack by the Taliban occurred in the high-security so-called Green Zone in Kabul. State Department spokesman Ned Price says Afghans' national forces outnumber the Taliban.
The Afghan security forces are numerically far superior to the Taliban. It's a simple fact. They have over 300,000 troops. They have an air force. They have special forces. They have heavy equipment. The Taliban, in contrast, have less than 100,000.
President Biden set to deliver remarks in the Rose Garden on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are questioning a move made by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The CDC has announced a new ban on evictions running through early October, applying to areas of the country with high or substantial transmission of COVID-19. The previous federal ban had expired at the end of July after a Supreme Court ruling that the executive branch didn't have the power to extend that ban and that Congress would have to take action. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the administration's most recent actions are unconstitutional. The California Republican tells Fox News that the president bent to the will of a minority in his party to impose the new ban.
Well, it wasn't just the president said it, the Supreme Court said it. And then the White House went back and told Congress that they had to take action. Nancy Pelosi couldn't put it through. And because some socialists in Congress protested, they bent the knee. But what's really telling here, regardless of where you stand on the issue, we believe in the rule of law. They know this is breaking the law, but they are doing it. They're breaking the Constitution. That's breaking the foundation of the institution of who we are.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spirit Airlines is continuing to cancel hundreds of flights on Thursday. By 2:30 a.m. Eastern Time, Spirit had canceled more than 300 flights, 40% of today's scheduled flights. This is the fifth straight day of cancellations as the discount airline struggles with tech outages, staff shortages, and other problems. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.